Our day began on an ambitious note as we looked over a map of the Great Smoky Mountains with the park ranger standing across from us. "Which campsite is the highest?" my friend asked. It was our third summer adventure as a group of friends, but until that point, our camping destinations had been limited to those that could be reached by car. That day, we would go deep into the woods for our first time. The ranger pointed to Mount Sterling, just across the border from Tennessee into North Carolina. It was a 2-mile hike, 2,000 feet higher in elevation, but it wasn't anything that we hadn't done before. After arriving at the base of the trail, we popped the trunk of the car and started to sort through our belongings. On our previous summer's trip, we had been well prepared. We had an 8-man tent to sleep half as many people. Our cooler was full of beef, potatoes, carrots, tomatoes, and seasoning for what one of the guys called a hobo meal. He must have been kidding, because after slowly cooking the mix over the fire, it became something fit for a king. Another one of the guys tugged along a personal sleeping bag that could easily fit a small family and cover our giant tent in the rain. We affectionately called it the Big Monster. This summer, we didn't hold back either. But as I watched my friends pull out everything they planned to haul up that mountain, it suddenly dawned on me that this wasn't going to work. My friends were more optimistic and agreed to take the majority of the load. By the time one swung the mega tent over his shoulder and clung to the handle of a sleeping bag that was about the same size, the other one had the full-sized cooler stretched across his arms with some of his other belongings on top. It was such an odd sight at first to see them, arms filled with smiles on their faces. They might as well have been carrying their own caskets. That ended up being a hard night. We were still pushing through the pain at 10 p.m. The forest was black, and we kept second-guessing whether we had missed our turn. And that's not to mention the rain that came down and soaked us. We eventually reached our campsite and were able to get the tent up during this slight break in the weather. The guys even got a campfire going on top of that. But that's the last year we brought a giant cooler or a big monster into the backwoods. Not everyone has made the mistake of overpacking for a mountain hike, but it's likely that you've had too much on your plate at one time or another. Chances are you've carried emotional and relational burdens that slow you down and keep you from being your best self. Maybe you've come to a point in your life where you've accepted some challenging realities, but you'd give anything not to feel the way you do toward them. There's a good chance you are experiencing some of those feelings even now. There are some weights we carry that God never designed us to, and we can lay those burdens down as we respond to His invitation to experience freedom. The Apostle Paul was one of the leaders of the early church, responsible for spreading the message about Jesus throughout Asia Minor and parts of Southern Europe. He is also responsible for penning most of the New Testament and passing along a lot of what we know about Jesus. In Paul's journeys through Macedonia, he stopped at a wealthy and important city of Philippi. It was there that he and his traveling companions met a woman named Lydia and introduced her to Jesus. Eventually, the church at Philippi was born and added to its number. A jailer received Jesus after Paul prevented him from taking his own life over a miraculous release of prisoners. And many other people became a part of the church there, including people we'll read about, like Euodia and Syntyche, Clement and Epaphroditus. The church of Philippi was a generous church that received the messages about Jesus with joy. But as time went on, they became encumbered by conflicts, fears about God's provision, messages about religious duty, and insecurities about their relationship with Paul. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, Paul invites them to be free of all of that. And God, working through the Holy Spirit thousands of years ago, was preparing a message that would invite us to be free as well, to unload and walk with liberated steps because of the simple life God calls us to and the burdensome one He encourages us to leave behind. Join with me in the coming weeks and prepare your hearts to hear from God's heart about the light journey He has prepared for you. Welcome to the book of Philippians.